You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. The show is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You have been listening for a good portion of maybe the last half an hour or so to the live feed of the press conference that is taking place over at First Energy Stadium. The announcement of improvements that are happening there over the next 2 years. It is a $120 million project. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, and Alex Shiner, the team president. The three of them are now addressing questions from the media. They heard from fans. There were a couple of fans who were allowed to ask questions first, actually, and which was really nice. The Browns gave them that chance, and now the media is asking its questions about this whole plan and its project. And Nathan, let's react to some of the stuff that's going on here. First of all, 2014, the most noticeable, I think the biggest, most dramatic improvement is two new video boards in the end zone. They'll be triple the size of the current boards, and the boards themselves will be moved closer to the fans. And when you think about this, it's really the expectation of what an NFL fan experience is supposed to be about. If you've been to Dallas, if you've been to that stadium, AT&T Stadium there, if you've been to some of the other stadiums, Houston, Reliant Stadium, where those are the kind of the models. I know the Houston Stadium specifically is closer to the type of board that the Browns are looking to are going to be installing next year in 2014, in time for the 2014 season. Right there alone, pretty exciting stuff.
It's very exciting, and as you said, triple the size of the current boards. They'll be moved closer to the fans. In addition, there are going to be more LED video boards throughout the stadium. Some will be ribbon boards. They'll have Brown stats, NFL stats. For those people who are into fantasy football, you will get more fantasy football-type stats there, basically to make sure that everything you could want to have at the game will be there, including a new audio system that provides better sound throughout the stadium, the new escalators. And I know this. You know, I've had season tickets for as long as I've lived in Cleveland, and we're on the upper deck and you go up there, and sometimes those escalators can be tough, so it's good to hear that there will be two new escalators in the north and south end zones helping in-stadium access. So they're going to help you get into the stadium in an easier and better fashion, and once you're there, it's going to be kind of an overwhelming, modern, in-your-face, huge, massive video experience, which is going to be phenomenal, because that's what people like that. I mean, you talk about the Cowboys Stadium and with their board that was, you know, the biggest in the world, et cetera. People love that. That's one of the hallmarks of it. And these two boards, which you can see renderings of and flyover videos at clevelandbrowns.com, are cool. They're neat shape, good look, and it's pretty exciting.
It's very impressive. And then flanking, well, on the side of the video scoreboard, you can see in these flyover types of videos, will be Liberty Ford, a virtual showroom, next to one of the areas, a platform to the side. So full-size vehicles like your F-150 or my Ford Explorer, those will be positioned up there. I mean, I hope it's not our specific vehicles.
It'll make it tough to get home at
times. Then we got to walk. But there will be those vehicles, which is one of a kind. I've been in every stadium throughout the National Football League. I know things can change as ideas are stolen, which is what it's about in the NFL. If anybody's got a great idea, steal it. It's encouraged. Take best practices. I think this is going to be really something that sets a tone when people see this from other teams in the National Football League. The press conference just wrapping up now at First Energy Stadium. But the other thing is audio quality. I think that's the fan. If you win, they will come. That formula does work in sports. It works especially well in places like Cleveland where you haven't had winning. So if you win, they come. If you win, they support. They support even when you've lost, but they'll support even more enthusiastically, more aggressively when you win. But I think there's something to be said for making that experience all the better, all the nicer. Elevate the expectation. You make a big investment in money and time to go to a football game. You want to see success on the field, but you want the experience of sitting there watching that success on the field to be the best it can be.
And that's the commitment they've made. If you get a chance to come out to these facilities in Berea, they've made that commitment here for the team, the players, and the workers of the Cleveland Browns, the employees, and now they're doing it at the stadium. And they said it will cost approximately $120 million. There is premature to speculate on what percentage comes from the city, what percentage will come from the team. That's what CEO Joe Banner said. But this is a big, big undertaking, and it is two parts. We talked about phase one. That's through 2014. That's the two new video boards in the end zone that are triple the size of the current boards, the LED video boards, the new audio system, the new escalators. And then in 2015, phase two will be in improved concession areas, and the general admission concession areas will be improved. They will modernize the club seats and suites, new entertainment, hospitality, fan engagement areas.
I got to interrupt. Very cool thing happening. Dee Haslam, who is the wife of Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, has taken a few people past our studio here and showing them the facility. But this is cool. I mean, how about part of ownership just kind of showing things around when people stop by? I think a very, very cool thing, and they were checking out the studio. I didn't mean to interrupt. Well, I did, though.
You were breaking down
2050. I just thought
that was a cool little
scene.
And one of the things that I think is so cool about the headquarters here in Berea is literally everywhere you look, there are iconic images of Browns players, the history of this organization. That is going to be carried over to the stadium in the rampways, the walkways, et cetera. And they will continue to focus on improving the technology and device connectivity, which you've seen better already. They're looking into potential Wi-Fi, et cetera. One of the questions they were asked, though, is about potentially a new dome. And Joe Banner said there will be no dome. They did the research, too expensive, and was not the best use of money. However, and the field will remain grass, for those of you wondering about that. Now, there's one thing that I have a question for, Notorious, as I sit here and I look at these video boards, which are unbelievably impressive and look to be very much state-of-the-art and cool in their shape and design.
Yes, Nathan.
Kind of look like the state of Tennessee.
The color, you're saying the
video
scheming,
board? The shape of the video board.
Look
at the shape of the video board.
That's a fair thought there.
Maybe a little nod to Mr. Haslam.
A little nod to Knoxville.
Yeah.
I like that.
Could be.
Oh, that's,
I don't know.
I'm saying the shape of the
board itself.
Because I'm saying the whole orangeness of it all also has that little bit of
but at least that's always been here for
right.
a little Cleveland Browns.
The
new boards kind of have that little, you know what, you see what I'm talking, do you know,
I
right?
do. No, I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I didn't think of it that way, but man, way to go, Mr. Topography.
Just a little thought.
216 is the number, 216-578-0850 to call us. Maybe you got some thoughts on what we just heard today. Again, $120 million of improvements over the next 2 years. There were questions about the funding of this and how much will come from the team, how much will the city be involved. Joe Banner deferred on those questions because there's actually going to be a presentation. He will be among the contingent of Browns representatives meeting with city officials tomorrow in Cleveland, downtown Cleveland tomorrow, to meet and talk specifically about the overall plan, make the presentation there. The plan was to show the public today, make the announcement today at First Energy Stadium, and then tomorrow bring it before the city officials and go through it there. It sounded pretty confident that we'll get all the details and that the expectation is things are going to work out in a good way. I mean, again, everything is pending the approval of the city, but I think you don't go this far down the road with any doubt that it's going to be approved and then it's going to move forward.
Yes, and that certainly seems to be the plan. And in fact, they have just launched a microsite right now where you can go and get all the information, see the video, see the renderings, everything you need to know about it at firstenergystadiumproject.com. Again, firstenergystadiumproject.com right now. You can get the microsite, a message from Jimmy Haslam, video, the whole thing, the photo galleries, the renderings, everything you would want to know about the planned improvements to First Energy Stadium. Right now, they've just launched an official microsite at www.firstenergystadiumproject.com, and I'm on it right now. It is pretty cool.
It's very cool, and we highly encourage you to check it out, and we want to also hear from you, the fans. Richard in Tucson wants to talk with us now. Hey, Richard.
Hi, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Listen, I hate to throw cold water all over all this, but you know, my opinion is they got it wrong in 95, 6, 7 about building that thing that is there. And I was a season ticket holder prior to that, and I'm one of the 25,000 who didn't come along when they decided to build the thing that's there now. and I'm never going to go to another game. I enjoy it from my living room, so I wish they would just make the living room experience better, because you can put a bow on a turd. It's still a turd.
Well, that's a little harsh, buddy. I don't know where in God's name you're coming from, but you know what? I'm happy you're in Tucson because we don't need that negative energy here. And I'm really not following anything that you're saying because it makes no sense at all. But I'm glad you waited on hold to make that ridiculous call. And we sometimes take the ridiculous, but again, enjoy Tucson, baby.
Fine city.
And it's a great city, but this dude, he probably hates stuff.
He also has to
too.
Understand that the Browns don't have anything to do with the couch viewing experience. That's run by CBS or Fox, the national broadcasters of the NFL.
And it's a great experience too, but the league itself participates in that,
right.
But it's the presentation of games on TV is a great experience, but you've got to also give people something great in the stadium. That's what the effort is for.
They're trying to do.
For those who choose to stay away or whatever, and again, dude in Tucson, stay in Tucson, but I'm just saying in terms of looking at this experience, there's a lot of investment, a lot of improvement here. I think it will make it dynamic. I don't think it's a bow on a whatever he said. It's really, I think, something that is dramatic, that will have impact. And it's an exciting
deal. Just go check it out at the website. FirstEnergyStadiumProject.com. It does look awesome, and it is not a turd, and it will not just be a bow on a turd. This will be much better than that. Who knows what happens when you're in the hot desert sun.
Let's give one more chance. Hopefully Mike's going to have a brighter call.
The
here.
Kid, Mike, by the way, liked the way you gave him the business.
Mike from Akron.
So you know.
Mike, you got something good for me?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. The Browns are renovating the stadium and make it a more of a fan experience. The only question I have that I don't know if anyone's brought up is I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm in section 345. Is my seat going to be eliminated? And if so, what's going to happen to my season tickets, and what do I do?
Okay, there will be. The team is well aware of the potential, and the fact that some seats that are, and I don't know specifically if your location would be one that is going to be forced to be moved, but there will be movement of seats. The club is going to be on this with regard to each season ticket holder's relocation. I think the number might fall in the percent, like 6% of capacity, so maybe it brings it up to close to somewhere between 2,000 or 3,000 seats affected by this, but the club won't. At the end of the day, the idea isn't to screw the fans who have to have their seats moved. It would be a question of getting you into a different location in a lower bowl or wherever else you could be, but the team will defer to having a priority to those people who are being relocated in what effectively will become a smaller stadium in terms of seats, fewer seats. So there, I don't have the specifics of that plan. I do know, and I've talked with Alex Shiner about this, the team president, and Kevin Griffin, also the vice president of fan experience, that the club is ready to and will handle on a person-by-person, seat-by-seat holder, season ticket holder basis, the plan for those relocations. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up and get some thoughts from Gerard Cherry, the regular on this show. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Football Wednesday, Big Announcement Wednesday edition of our show. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.